Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Eli James here, along with Pastor Steve. And we're going to be doing part three now of Galatians, an in-depth study of the book of Galatians. Last week, we left off with Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. And we're going to do a more in-depth study of this particular verse as we before we continue. But actually, Pastor Steve, let's back up, because we talked about the word Gentiles quite a bit, and to show that the word Gentile really does not belong in Scripture at all. And there's no such word that means non-Jew or non-Israelite in the Scriptures. What Gentile really means is ethnos in the Greek means nation, and goy in the Hebrew means nation. And you have to determine from the context which nation is being talked about. That's correct, isn't it? Is that correct. How we should look at it?
That is correct. Verse 14.
Okay.
It says, "But when I saw that they are not walking straight according," this is from the Scriptures, from the Scripture Research Institute.
Okay.
"They are not walking straight according to the truth of the good news. I said to Kepha before them all, if you, being a Yahudi," that means of the tribe of Judah.
Yeah, Judahite. If you being a Judahite, yes.
Right. They were all of Benjamin, which allied with the tribe of Yehuda in that territory.
Right.
"Live as the nations," and they're talking about the other nations that surrounded their territory that had pagan rituals and didn't adhere strictly to the code of Yahweh.
Right.
"And not as the Yahudim, why do you compel the nations to live as Yahudim?" They were new. He's talking about
Israelites of the dispersion. Yeah.
And living in the Greek and Roman and whatever else nations there. And they were living as those nations did, with togas and
and laurel wreaths and grapes and sandals, right? The whole nine yards, right? But as you're saying, go ahead, finish your thought.
Yahweh through the teachings of Yeshua, Messiah. "We Yahudim by nature," verse 15, "and not of the nations, sinners."
Uh-huh.
Because they had not been following Yahweh's laws. They were doing paganism.
I'm going to mute myself.
You're popping in and out there.
I just have to tell everybody that I just couldn't get TalkShoe to work. It's just not responding anymore. So we're just going to do these shows from now on Eurofolk Radio, okay? And we'll set up.
Bought out, and we're waiting for the dust to settle.
Right.
Basically.
Right. Yes. Okay.
And it may come back up again in the future, but for now we're going to have to table it.
Right.
Because
right.
We can't waste half of the show trying to get the thing online.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, now we hit verse 16, and I have extensive notes on this. This is from the Scriptures, and then I'll read from the King James continue with that.
Okay.
"Knowing that a man is not declared right by works of Torah, but through belief in Yeshua, Messiah, even we have believed in Messiah Yeshua in order to be declared right by belief in Messiah and not by works of Torah, because by works of Torah no flesh shall be declared right." Now let me read the King James, and then I'm going to hit you with a bunch of definitions, which is going to change this text completely. King James says, "Knowing that a man is not justified by works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Let's get into this word law.
Okay.
The Greek, it is 3551 in your Strong's, nomos. And here it refers expressly to the Mosaic law, like the sacrifice of bulls and goats and rams, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, yeah.
And the works is 2041 ergon, and it is acting out of the law. In other words, they were doing all the motions,
right,
of the rituals.
Right.
And those rituals aren't enough to save you.
Yeah.
The blood of goats only covered over the sin for a year.
Yes.
And had to do it all over again.
And they're not the same as good works either. Isn't the...
No, that you're just going through the motions, like the King James cult and like churchianity goes to church on Sunday today, and they truly believe that this is going to get them into heaven.
Right.
And they look to the same pablum week after week after week. So they were acting out the law in name only. It wasn't on their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by faith, that is 4102, pistis, and that is reliance upon Yeshua.
Right.
That they're relying upon him.
Right.
Even we have believed, and then that's believed, that's 4100, that's pisteuo. That's to have faith in or to give credit to or entrust your spiritual well-being to Yeshua.
Right.
That is different than just we have believed.
Right.
That's more complicated. It's a bigger word than the simplification that they have used, especially in the King James.
Right. Well, and I think it's carried by the preposition of, in both cases, faith of Christ, and with the definite article, the faith of Jesus Christ, we're talking about something very specific, not
actually
mere belief.
It is the reliance upon Yeshua Messiah for our well-being.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay.
And then it says that we might be justified, and that's 1344. Again, that is dikaiō, to be rendered innocent.
Okay. Okay.
Not justified, to be rendered innocent by the reliance on Christ again, the reliance of the Anointed One, Christ, Christos, 5547, and not by the acting out of the law, and that refers to the Torah, for by the acting out of the law shall no flesh, that means person, that is like seed in the Hebrew, no being, no person, be found innocent, be justified, 1344 again.
Yes.
The being is in the Hebrew, and this was Hebraic thinking by these people who were Hebrews.
Right.
The inner being, and sometimes translated as soul, the seat of all emotions and thought and all of that, your inner being will not be found innocent by these earthly acts following the Torah of Moshe. That is why Yahweh sent the Redeemer, because the law was no longer rendering innocent the people of Israel. He had to have a perfect sacrifice,
right,
which Yahshua was, to render innocent before Yahweh by the covering over of the sin of the Israelites. And that is what the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, means, the day of the covering over. And we celebrate it in Christian Israel as a Christian ceremony, because the final covering over has occurred for those that will believe on and trust their spiritual well-being to Yahshua, Messiah.
Okay, so you're saying that the acting out is a reference to the ritualistic performance of the law, and or the acting out in the sense of mechanical without having a fundamental basis of belief or that trust in Yahshua. Of course, they didn't have Yahshua yet anyway, but there was a what they would call legalism, or simply acting out in terms of ritualism, which was not sufficient. I think Paul makes that point many times. It was not sufficient.
That's correct. They were good little members of the social club at the temple.
Okay. All right. Yes. Okay.
Like many in churchianity today, they dress up in their suit and tie and go to church on Sunday, and they're right in the amen pew. Hallelujah. Amen. I love Jesus. And they go out and they go back to work, and they live like the devil the rest of the week. They're fooling around with their secretary, and they got a bottle of Jack Daniels in their desk drawer. And they go in the bathroom and smoke a hooter, whatever.
What a hoot.
I'll be late tonight, honey. I got a business meeting. Yeah, right. What kind of business? Monkey business, huh?
Yes. Yes. I think William F. Dakin also did a study of this expression, Rituals of the Law.
Rituals of the Law.
Which is actually, Works of the Law.
I'm sorry, Works of the Law.
I'm getting really horrible. But that it's really an idiom for the rituals, as you're trying to explain. And so when you see the expression Works of the Law, it's talking about the rituals of the law, and which is a completely different concept from good works. So when Paul uses the expression good works, he advocates good works constantly, but not these rituals of the law, which he puts in the expression works of the law. That's how he understands it, and you know, I agree that's the case. Okay. So please continue.
Yeah, the ergon, the work, the word they use for works, means the acting out ritualistically.
Okay.
That's the specific meaning there.
Okay, is it a different word when you come? Let me open my e-sword, because the question is it a different word when we find the expression "good works" in the
good
New
works.
Testament?
I'll have to look that up. But let's continue on into verse 17.
Okay.
But if, now these that's accurate, while we seek, and that word is zeteo, that means actually to seek, and by Hebraism it's to worship God, and you're really trying to get closer to God.
Right.
But while we seek to be found innocent, justified again, 13:44, by the Anointed One, Christos, we ourselves also are found, and that's correct, sinners, and that's
okay.
Correct, that's 2:8, is therefore Christos the minister, now here we go, minister. That's servant by extension, pastor or teacher of sin. Is he teaching sin?
Of course not.
And it says, God forbid, which is not what it says at all. It says, let it not be.
Okay.
The King James has fudged around with everything.
Right. The Greek...
Let me read the scripture.
Okay.
And if while seeking to be declared right, in other words, found innocent, by Messiah, which means the anointed one, and that's the Hebrew word instead of Christos, we ourselves also are found sinners. Is Messiah then a servant of sin? And they have it right in here, let it not be.
Yes,
and
let it
not be. And so to verse 18, for, and this is King James, for if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Well, build is 36:18, oikodomeo, to be a house builder or to construct. That's the active form of it. For if I construct again the things which I, again, that's 38:25, palin, as anew, as in repetition.
Right.
I make myself these things, rather, is tauta. And 24:67 is destroyed.
Right.
And that is kataluo, and means loosen.
Okay.
By implication, it means to demolish.
Okay. All right.
I make myself a transgressor, and that's 38:48, and that is parabates, which is a violator. So, okay. Once you've got Christ in your life, if you rebuild your life according to what it was before you knew Yeshua as Messiah,
right, you become a transgressor again.
It is twice as bad because you're spitting in the face of that which he offered,
right,
which was a permanent cleansing from the sins that you did before.
Right. Well, this is interesting because if the Jews are in fact Israelites, then this is what the Jews have done.
What the Jews have done.
Right?
Right.
The Christians don't seem to get this. Okay.
They're infiltrating the churches. And I had a pastor friend of mine say, well, I know some Messianic Jews, if they are Jews and claim to be Jews, they cannot be Messianic because Yeshua, Messiah, did not come for them. They
right.
are not of Israel.
Right, they're not Israelites.
Not their Messiah. They are of Edom. And if you people that have computers out there in Esord, look up all the verses, search all the verses about Edom and Esau, and you will see all the way through Scripture, including the New Testament, how Yahweh hates Esau. Esau will be destroyed. I will knock down all their buildings and destroy all their cities, and I will render all their works for nothing. I mean, he just rails and goes off on Esau, Edom, and these are the same people that are masquerading as Israel, that own all the media except Eurofolk Radio,
right?
And have have nice hamburgers at McDonald's. You just heard the last show. Yummy, yummy kitty burgers.
Right.
I'm so disgusted by McDonald's. I wonder what's going to come of any investigation if they have actually found human meat.
Right.
I want to shut them down. I wouldn't lay any money bets that they'll get shut down.
No, it's too big a business. Eli. Yes. Okay, well, here, let me read verses 20 and 21, because I think these are pretty straightforward in the King James. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. In other words, it's not his flesh body that has been crucified. It is his spirit. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Again, it's by the faith of the Son of God, which you mentioned earlier, is accepting trust in Yeshua, not just mere belief in him, but accepting the whole message, the whole gospel, who loved me and gave himself for me. It is by this giving of himself for me that Paul speaks of, and that he says that this can't be done by the law because this was promised before the law was even given. Verse 21. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So in other words, he was just explaining that the obedience to the rituals of the law and also the legalistic observation of the law by the Judahites was never enough to justify them. And this is basically what Paul is saying. He's not saying the law has been done away with. He's not saying that at all. Over to you.
Okay. In verse 20, the word crucified is inaccurate.
Okay.
Let me read the scriptures. I have been impaled, and that is the correct definition.
Okay. Impaled.
With impaled. Messiah. And I no longer live, but Messiah lives in me. In other words, he has died to sin.
Right.
And his former life has been replaced by Yeshua. And that which I now live in the flesh, I live by the belief, again, the reliance on the spiritual well-being brought by the Son of Elohim, who loved me and gave himself for me. Well, there's a few errors in that.
Okay.
The crucified is 49:57. Sustarou, to impale, to be impaled with. There was no crossbar on the stake that he was impaled on. Okay. It was a straight log. This thing with the cross and the arms spread out, that is pagan imagery.
Okay.
That is not how it actually be impaled. That English translation has been crucified as in a crossbar. That is incorrect. And
interesting.
Christos 55:47, the anointed one. I am impaled with the anointed one, yet I live, not I, but Christ lives in me.
Okay.
But the anointed one in me, and that is correct. And the life which I now live in the flesh, and that means flesh, your physical body, I live by the faith, again, the reliance on the spiritual well-being
right.
brought by the Son, 5207, Huios, of God, if you want to call it that. That's Theos.
Theos, right. Theology, so we get our word theology from.
Who loved me, that word love is correct, and surrendered, not gave,
right.
surrendered right. because he surrendered his spirit.
Yes.
That's 3860 yes. paradidiomi. He surrendered himself for me. So it reads a little bit differently when you actually yeah. look up the words.
Right. It uses
right.
accurate definitions.
Accurate definition.
Translations of words.
Translations of words.
Okay. All right. That's verse 21.
All right. First
21. You're breaking up.
Yeah, I know. I can't
yeah,
do anything
I know.
About
I
it. Go ahead with verse 21.
Go ahead with verse
21. Okay, verse 21. King James says, "I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." Okay, frustrate is 114, athateo, to set aside.
Yes.
I do not set aside the grace as graciousness. That's 5485, and that's fairly accurate.
Yes.
Of God, that's theos again, for if righteousness, that's dikaiosune, that's equity or justification.
Right.
1543, the righteousness come by the law, which is the Torah, then the anointed one is dead, and dead is correct, or died, instead of vain, it's gratuitously.
Okay.
1432.
Okay.
So they have, once again in the KJV, played fast and loose with the verses.
Right.
And in the scriptures it says, by the Scripture Research Institute, "I do not set aside the favor of Elohim, for if righteousness is through Torah, then Messiah died for naught, for nothing."
Right.
Which is closer to gratuitously
sure.
than the KJV translation.
Yes. But here, the sense of verse 21 is telling us that It is not that the law has been done away with. It's that the justification came by the grace of Yahweh, by the grace of Theos, and not by the law. There's no way that he's saying that the law has been done away with in this verse, which is a commonly held interpretation by the dispensationalists.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
This verse is not saying it at
all together.
Yes.
But all Christ preached was Torah. He preached Torah, and kingdom theology.
That's
he
right.
He did not preach personal salvation, run up to the altar. Oh, I'm sinning. Oh, will you
right.
pray for me?
Yeah.
Pray for
yeah.
yourself. Talk to the Father. If you sinned, it's a one-on-one relationship. You're his child. Are you afraid to talk to your earthly father? Why would you be afraid to talk to your heavenly father if
that's
you are
right.
a true Israelite?
That's right.
That's right.
All right, chapter 3.
All right, chapter
3. Well, here, let me read the
well,
King
here, let
James.
Me read the...
And it's good for comparison with your scriptures version. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you. All right, so obviously these Galatians have to be Israelites. Otherwise, you know, he's saying that Christ has been set before them. If they're not Israelites, then they wouldn't have any idea what the hell he was talking about, right? Because
I
come not for the last lost sheep of the house of Israel. Over to you. Hello? Steve, did I lose you? Okay, let's see what's going on here.
We go. Oh. Oops.
Oh, there you are.
Didn't background noise. Oh, you foolish Galatians, who have maligned you
Huh.
or fascinated you by misrepresentation. There's dual meaning there.
Yeah.
That you should not obey the truth, or that word obey is to be convinced of the truth before you, whose eyes, that is the eye, ophthalmos. Oh, ophthalmology.
Yeah, right.
I, Yeshua, Messiah, I don't use Jesus Christ. I don't use Jesus at all.
Sure.
Have evidently set forth, which is prographo, to write previously. In other words, he was prophesied in the Old Testament, and he has come
right
and filled that prophecy. It was set forth before us. It was announced. Described, and he was impaled
before you.
Stauro among you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And
okay. So, but before
so among
but
before, his end, a position. In other words, in the position that he was with you.
Right.
Is where that
right,
goes.
Right. Okay. Well, here let's
okay,
think
well,
about
here,
this. If these people were non-Israelites, how could he accuse them of being foolish?
Because
they wouldn't have even known who Jesus Christ was and what his redemptive mission was all about. How could he call them foolish for not knowing something they never would have known about?
Well, he's not speaking to the non-Israelites. He's
That's
speaking
right.
to the Israelites
exactly.
in Galatia. Who have heard the Torah,
That's
and
right.
they're coming back to the Torah, and they're coming back through the sacrifice made by Yeshua Messiah because they've heard the good news.
Yes.
That's the good news.
Yeah. So he's telling, well, the Messiah was set forth, clearly portrayed among you because you should have known this. That Yahshua is the Messiah, you should know this because you're Israelites. That's really what he's saying here.
Absolutely, absolutely, and they're coming back, but they're still living in certain areas, and they're having trouble, and they've got naysayers and
right
false doctrine and all this other stuff.
Liberals.
It's been a war since there was war in heaven. Well, I got news for you, sports fans. It's still going on. It hasn't stopped. There has been no truce or armistice. We are against the evil one right now and his earthly minions and his physical seed line that continue today and use the Babylonian Talmud. The Talmudists are Satanists.
That's right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's
okay,
try
let's,
verse
let's,
two.
Verse two.
And I'm on verse five here.
Oh. Are you sure?
We read a few, and we're in chapter three now.
Right. Well, I'm having really bad feedback.
Really
bad feedback. I don't think I can do anything about it right now.
You're chopping in and out there, Eli.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I'll just let you carry on because whenever I talk, I get nothing but feedback. All right. Please continue.
All right. Please continue.
He therefore that ministereth to you, that's to furnish or supply, to aid or contribute the spirit, that pneuma.
Uh-huh.
And that is a current of air or a breath, blast or a breeze, a spirit, the rational soul.
Right.
Ministered to you by the spirit and worketh works miracles or that means miraculous power, that's dunamis among you again, does he it by the works of the law, to work or toil, or by the hearing, actual hearing, akoi, of faith? And that's again, the persuasion, the credence, the reliance upon.
Right.
You hear of Christ, and you rely upon him totally for your spiritual development and well-being, and it gives you the power to do miraculous works. He said, you will do greater works than I. He promised us that. And I have seen people come just out of the gutter and become really strong, productive people and soldiers in Yahweh's army if they hear the truth and believe, and they throw aside that other life. They leave that other life in the gutter, and they become one of us. Hey, you're an Israelite. I'm a what? Here, read this. Well, by golly, I think you got something there, fella. Tell me more. We're to witness, all of us out here. Do you tell your racial kinsmen who they are? Are you timid? Are you sayers of Yahweh? Or are you doers of Yahweh? And you can talk about Yahweh when you're amongst your own. But you get out there in the world and you're afraid of what the world's going to do to you. Well, I got bad news for you, sports fans. It's going to do it to you anyway because of the color of your skin and who you are. You're not going to escape this thing by trying to hide in modern churchianity. You're going to have to get out there and hit the pavement, and you're going to have to witness, even if 99.9% reject your message. If you convert one brother or sister to the truth of Yahweh and his works, and the fact that we, the white Western European descendants, are true Israel, you have won a major victory.
Amen.
You have won a major victory. If only one comes over, this is not NBC or CBS or ABC. This is Eurofolk Radio, EFR. Right. It's on the internet only.
Yes.
How many have our brothers and sisters on this network reached? Untold. We're only going to know after Yeshua Messiah comes back. You should be evangelists for our belief, just like these phony televangelists are for Judeo-Christianity. You need to hit the pavement, brothers and sisters. That's what Paul did. He's talking to Galatians, people that lived in a foreign land, but they were still Israelites. Pure of bloodline. And he's talking to them about Yeshua Messiah and what Yeshua Messiah did for his kindred. He was the kindred redeemer, kinsman redeemer for us and these Galatians. These are pure-blooded Israelites that Paul is talking to. He is the apostle to the dispersed Israelite nations, mistakenly called Gentile in the Jewish modified King James Version.
Right. Judaized.
He is not talking to the mutts, the mongrels, the Edomites, the Canaanites, the seed of Canaan. He is talking to Israel.
Only Israel, yes.
And he's laying it down to them, and he's exhorting them to righteousness because they had a few problems. Verse 7.
Okay, hold on, Steve. I finally found the explanation I was looking for. I'm going to try to get through this, even though I'm getting a lot of feedback. This is from Biblical Hermeneutics. The works of the law,
the works of the law
is not a Pauline, is not concept. A Pauline
concept.
This phrase was this also phrase found was in the Dead Sea Scrolls,
Dead Sea Scroll.
Indicating it existed around 200 years before Paul came along. The phrase literally refers to works which were commanded to be observed by the Pharisees. These works were more specifically purity laws defined by oral tradition than were that were forced into every aspect of daily living. You can see an example of this in Mark. I have added my own comments in bold parentheses. Mark 7, verses 1 through 9. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, unwashed hands, which equals works of the law, purity rituals defined by the oral law, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders, traditions equaling oral law. So from biblical hermeneutics, it's telling us that the works of the law is actually referring to the Pharisaic oral law. Okay? This is very interesting.
Talmud is, yeah.
Yes. It's referring to the Talmudic law of the Jews.
That's correct. And they attached that to some of the Mosaic laws for sacrifice. Yeah.
Okay.
We need such and such. Why don't you contribute to the temple? Deal we got. So that's the same thing.
Yes. Okay.
Here's proof of who Paul is talking to. Verse 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, again, the reliance upon Yahshua for their spiritual well-being, and only them, not the ones that didn't rely on him, the same are the children of Abraham. That's Israel, folks. Those that don't believe and reject Yahshua Messiah reject their inheritance through Abraham and reject the covenant that was made between Yahweh and Abraham. And those pretenders, those false Yahudim that claim to be Yahudim but lie, they have no inheritance of Abraham. And they have no covering over for all eternity of their sins by the blood of Yahshua, because they are not Israelites. And Yahshua HaMashiach said clearly, I come not but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Did not mention the Canaanites. He did not mention the Edomites. He did not mention the Chinese. He did not mention the Nubians or the blacks or any of the mixed breed, because he followed his father's law. And his father's law said, a mamzer, one of mixed blood, shall not enter the congregation of Yahweh. Yea, never, not even to the 10th generation may they enter. He preached Torah.
That's right.
And these people hated him because he preached the Torah, which is in direct opposition to their Talmudism they call Judaism today. And that is why the priest, the false Edomite priest in the temple, tried to have him killed so many times. Right. Over to you, Eli.
Pharisees tried to kill Paul for teaching the faith of Christ. So it's obvious that these Talmudic Pharisees are the evil ones, and they're not Israelites by any shape of the imagination. This is what our people simply don't understand.
Well, they don't even read in the scripture who Herod was.
Yeah, right.
It's right there. But unless that pulpit snake up there tells them, they won't read it on their own. They're just going to go back after church and have a beer.
Yes.
And,
the Jews can't be of faith. They don't have any faith. So the Jews are written off immediately. Okay. But is there a question here on verse 7? it seems like the logic is backwards, because most people say, well, if you are the children of Abraham, you should have faith. Okay, that's kind of how people read it, but that's not what Paul is saying. That if you are among those Israelites, and that's what he's talking about, if you're of faith, if you have faith, you're obviously an Israelite, therefore a child of Abraham. Isn't that what he's trying to say?
Yeah, it said in the scriptures, it says, know then that those who are of belief are sons of Abraham. And the word belief, again, is relying upon Yeshua, Messiah, for their spiritual well-being, and by extension, acting upon that faith, that belief, they're living and walking the walk, not just talking the talk and giving it lip service.
Right.
Because Yahweh said repeatedly, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
Right.
Your Edomite, Canaanite Jew on TV talking about God with his lips, but he acknowledges in his private little Kabbalistic study group.
Right.
That their father is Shatan, and they will serve him, and they're going to rule the world and wipe out all of Jacob Israel.
Right. Now, it's
know, and they admitted among themselves that they are not of our bloodline, nor of the blessing of Abraham, nor of the promise. They are children of a fallen angel, and their father's works they do over.
Right. I also think he's distinguishing between Israelites here. Number one, since he's speaking to Israelites exclusively, what he's really telling these Galatians is that unless you have accepted faith through the sacrifice of Christ, you're not really an Israel. You're not a real Israelite. You're not a real child of Abraham. So you have to have this in addition to your bloodline. You have to have this faith in addition to your bloodline to be considered a true son of Abraham. Is that not what he means?
All right. Revelation. I'm hearing myself.
Yes. We'll have to get through this evening with all this feedback. We'll try to correct it for next time.
There will be all of Israel resurrected at the end.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Some will be resurrected to everlasting life that believed. Some will be resurrected for eternal separation from
damnation.
That didn't believe.
Yes. So he's distinguishing between Israelites.
This is a testing ground for us, brothers and sisters.
That's right.
To see
That's right.
who we will serve. You must make a conscious choice and act on that choice, which is what Paul is saying to these people here. You got to live it. You can't just say it.
Right.
You're going to be a Yahweh sayer or a Yahweh obeyer. You must act on that faith, because faith without works is dead. You have to go out there and tell the truth and be stand up like a man up.
Amen.
Not
be shy about it.
Be shy about it.
Okay, so this is a rhetorical device that Paul is using to distinguish the faith-driven Israelites versus those who have not yet found faith. Okay. This is not talking about non-Israelites versus Israelites, and that if you are a non-Israelite who has faith, that somehow you become a son of Abraham. That's absolutely not what Paul is saying. Over to you. Okay. Pastor Steve. Okay, sorry for all the problems we've been having tonight, folks. Pastor Steve has just activated his voice meter. Let me check and see what's going on here. Seem to have lost Pastor Steve. I'm hoping you're able to hear me. Let me see if I can reconnect. Wow, what's going on here? Okay, lost switch to a different entity altogether on Skype. That should never happen. But I'm trying to reconnect with Steve right now. And so while that's going on, let me try. Hold on. Hopefully we'll get a better connection this time.
There we go. Let me hit voice meter. Yeah.
There, Steve.
I don't know what happened. It went.
Yeah, and it, my screen actually switched to a different contact entirely. That should never happen. But it sounds like we got a better connection now. Maybe we should have tried this earlier. Okay, so in verse 8 now, and this, actually I had a question for you in verse 7. The same are the children of Abraham. Did you have, what's the word for same there in the Greek? Maybe you could look that up.
The same, that is hutos, hutoi, hate, hatai, the he or she or it, this, that.
Okay.
It's a particle is what it is.
Okay, it could still be they. So in other words, know you therefore that they which are of the faith, they are the children of Abraham. I guess the King James, for just to change it up a little bit, they chose to use the words the same instead of they.
Well, the scripture says, know then that those who are of belief are sons of Abraham.
Okay.
They are spiritual sons of Abraham. All the ones he was talking to were physical sons,
right,
of Abraham.
Okay. There's
a lot of physical Israelites out here.
Right. Okay. All right. So we're still talking about physical Israelites having a spiritual faith now, okay, in addition to their Israelite DNA. Okay.
Then they have to act on it.
Yes, they have to act on it. Exactly. Okay, so but we're not talking about non-Israelites having faith and thus becoming Israelites or spiritual Israelites, as the churches like to say.
There's no such thing as spiritual Israelites.
That's right. Very good.
You're either Israel or you are not.
Right.
You were born into it by bloodline or you are not.
And if you are of faith, you have
non-Israelites can believe. They will be saved, not redeemed. They will live out their mortal life as a mortal. They will not be given a place within the city of New Jerusalem.
The Holy Spirit.
They will not have eternal life. They will exist on this planet in subjection to Israel, who will rule as El, mighty ones. We will be the administrators of Yahweh's laws to these mortal beings of other races.
Okay.
They're going to exist. He's not going to wipe all of them out. Only the evil ones. And there'll be a remnant of the others that believe and will bow and proclaim Yeshua as the Son of God. He is not their Messiah. Messiah to true Israel. He is the Son of God and will be our eternal King.
Yeah, let me say, Steve.
They will bow in subjection to him.
Yes.
But they're not going to be us. They can never be us. They weren't born us.
But this is not how the churches use the word saved. When they say saved, they're saying that these other races will have exactly what Israel gets. That's what they mean by saved.
Yeah, they put us on the same plane as Israel. That's a lie.
Uh-huh.
But they truly believe it. A lot of them do because that's what they're taught in seminary school.
That's right.
It's monkey do. They teach it over and over and over and over and over because one of the children of the evil one got into their seminary system years ago and taught all this nonsense like Schofield and some of the others. And they put the lie into the seminary system, and it's been taught over and over and over. And a lot of these people truly believe it. Oh, I love all my brothers and sisters.
Right,
Sorry, guys, but I don't have any monkeys in my family tree.
That's right. Now, in verse 8, we have a really bad translation of ethnos. And I think we're going to have to, we could start talking about verse 8, but we're going to have to pick it up next time and discuss it more thoroughly. Let me read it from the King James. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, bad, really bad, through faith, preached before the gospel to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Well, justify the heathen through faith? I don't think so. Go ahead. Over to you.
Okay. He will justify or make innocent the Israelite nations in dispersion.
Right.
And preach before the good news unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all Israelite nations be blessed. All your kinsmen of your racial kinsmen in the Old Testament is what it says. So transposing that to the New Testament, it said, in thee shall all your racial kinsmen be blessed. Because this is a racial book. The whole book is a racial book about a subsection of the Adamic race called Israel. All Israel is of Adam, but not all Adam is of Israel.
Well, here's what I'm my complaint here, and we only have about 3 minutes left. Justification only comes to Israel. It doesn't come to the other races, okay?
That's correct.
So, therefore, the word heathen is totally unjustified because it's ethnos, meaning nations. It's talking about the Israelite nation, and it's not talking... You know, is it plural or singular there? Ethnos, and the plural in the Greek is ethne, E-T-H-N-E. Ethnos is the singular.
Is ethnos, which means a race.
It's singular. It's singular.
Yes.
Okay. One nation. We're only talking about one nation here. It can only be Israel because only Israel was justified through faith.
Only the race of Israel, yes.
Okay. How does your scriptures version read? And we only have a couple minutes left.
Let's see.
Because heathen is a... I mean, what we're proving here is heathen is just absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong.
And the scripture, having foreseen that Elohim would declare right the nations by belief, announced the good news to Abraham beforehand, saying, all the nations shall be blessed in you. And the nations in the Old Testament, that passage, means racial... kindred.
Okay, and you shall all nations be blessed. Okay. All right, so I think we'll have to end it here, and we'll go forward with verse 8. We'll pick it up at verse 8, chapter 3 next time, because, folks, we have just run out of time, and hopefully next time we can clarify and take care of this really bad feedback problem we have. I'm hoping you're able to get through today's show.
Next Friday with this, correct?
Yes, next Friday. Okay, part 4 of Galatians. All right, Brother Steve. Thanks for being my co-host on Galatians. Looking forward to doing a further study of Galatians next Friday night. Folks, thanks for listening. Praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition. And tomorrow we're going to have a restoration hour again at the usual time, 7 o'clock in the morning, Central Time. And tomorrow on 1-to-1, my guest will be Dr. Stephen Amato, and we're going to be talking about vaccinations and autism, proving that vaccinations cause autism. You don't want to miss that show. So, thanks for listening. Praise Yahweh. See you tomorrow on 2 shows, Restoration Hour, 1-to-1. And praise Yahweh, Pastor Steve, and thank you.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blood Israelite kinsmen. And I will see you later. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.